我想首先要把昨天没有讲完的一点把它补充。昨天我们从马太福音十六章来看彼得在一个属灵的经历里面一个很大的一个危机。
Yesterday from Matthew 16, we looked at a great crisis in Peter's spiritual experience.
在那个危机里面，单单从表面上看是一个得胜。
On the surface, that crisis seems to be a victory.
但事实上是在一个非常危险的边缘。
In fact, it's on the verge of a great crisis.
我们看见在那一段圣经里面，我们可以从两方面来思想。一方面，主指示这些门徒，让他们认识他是谁。然后我们看见主指示他的门徒，他要做什么。第一，我们看见主耶稣基督的身份。然后我们看见主耶稣基督的职分。那么在后面这一段呢，主耶稣特别把他要上十字架的这一个奥秘显示在这些门徒的身上。
In the latter part of this passage, we see Jesus specially revealed to them the mystery of that who will go to the cross.
彼得爱主的心大大的发动。
Peter had that great love for the Lord which was revealed then.
拉住耶稣的手，责备耶稣说：“这事万万不可临到你的身上。”
He took the hand of the Lord Jesus and rebuked him and said, "For God forbid that."
似乎他有一个爱主的动机。
Indeed, it seemed that he had the motivation of loving the Lord.
但是昨天没有时间把那一段把它讲完，就是说主是点出彼得那个真实的动机。
But the Lord Jesus is using that to point out his true crisis.
请各位还是回到马太福音十六章，我们稍微看一下。
Please turn your Bible to Matthew 16.
当彼得说完这些慷慨激昂的话之后，我们发现主说了几句很重的话对彼得。
After Peter said these words, the Lord has said to him something very important.
马太福音十六章二十三节，耶稣转过来对彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧！你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。”
Matthew 16 verse 23, Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan! You are a hindrance or a stumbling block to me, for you are not on the side of God but of man."
我们听刚才翻译的弟兄所念的，在英文说：“退我后边去吧，撒旦！”先提到退我后边去。
Jesus first mentioned that you are to get behind me.
请特别注意，耶稣说这句话，耶稣不是说离开我吧。
Jesus didn't say get away from me.
我们记得路加福音第五章，当彼得开始跟主耶稣发生关联的时候，他向主做了一个祷告。
We found that in Luke 5, when Peter first had an encounter with Lord Jesus, he had a prayer.
他说：“主啊，离开我，因为我是个罪人。”
He said, "Lord, leave me, because for I am a sinful man."
感谢主，主没有听他这个祷告。
Thank God that the Lord did not listen to him.
我们在这里学到一个功课。
We learn one thing here.
你常常在那里祷告很久，你说主为什么不听我的祷告？
We pray so long, yet the Lord doesn't seem to be listening to us.
因为很多时候我们的祷告不一定照着神的心意来祷告。
Because many times we are not praying according to His will.
有的时候我们祷告是不知好歹的在那里祷告。
Sometimes we don't even know what we're talking about.
我们看见一个三岁的孩子对爸爸说。
We see a three-year-old will be talking to his dad.
他向爸爸祷告，他说：“爸爸，我要脚踏车。”
He said to his dad that I want a bicycle.
这个爸爸心里说：“这个孩子不知好歹。”
The son said, "The dad said, 'You don't know what you're talking about.'"
如果我听你的祷告，我现在就给你个脚踏车。我不是爱你，我是害你。
If I listen to your prayer and give you a bicycle, now I'm not loving you, I'm hurting you.
三岁的孩子在大马路骑个脚踏车，这不是一个很牙烟的事情吗？牙烟。
For a three-year-old to ride a bicycle on the street, isn't that a ridiculous thing?
是个很危险的事情。
It's a very dangerous thing.
所以我们在这里看见主不是不听我们的祷告，他知道他什么时候要听我们的祷告。
Lord is not, it's not that Lord will not listen to us, it's that he knows when he should listen to us.
所以在马太在路加福音第五章第八节，那个彼得在那里祷告，主不听他 ，quote unquote 是爱他。
In Luke 5 verse 8, when Peter always that there is a position we understand before Lord.
马大和玛利亚不一样的地方在哪里
？What's the difference between Martha and Mary?
马大很忙。
Martha was so busy.
那忙倒不是他的错。
Being busy was not her mistake.
如果马大的忙是错的话，今天我们这里同工都错了。
If her business was her mistake, then all our workers here are wrong.
马大的错是不知不觉走到主耶稣基督的前面。你看玛利亚，圣经里面记载她的事情，几次都记载她的地位。
When Bible several times talk about Mary, they always record her position.
她听到是坐在主的脚前听到。
When she was listening to the Lord, she sat before the Lord's feet.
她到外面去欢迎主的时候，她是在主耶稣基督的脚前向主说话。
When she went out to welcome Lord Jesus, she was speaking to him before his feet.
她服侍主，把那个香膏抹在耶稣身上的时候，是抹在耶稣的脚上。
When she was anointed Lord Jesus, she was anointed his feet.
我们每一个人在跟随主、与主同行的这个过程当中，我们不要忘记我们的身份、我们的地位。
In the process of walking with the Lord, we should never forget our position.
耶稣说：“退我后边去吧，因为你已经走在我的前面了。”
The Lord said to Peter, "Get behind me," because Peter was already in front of him.
也因为你走在前面，所以才说你是绊我脚的。
Because Peter was already in front of him, therefore he said, "Peter, you are a stumbling block."
一个服侍主的人要学很多很多的东西。
A person wants to serve Lord to learn many things.
但是有一个基本的东西我们不能不学的。
But there is a fundamental thing that we have to learn.
尤其是年轻的弟兄姊妹非学不可的一个必修课。
Especially this thing, all the young brethren ought to learn.
我们要走在耶稣的后面，千万千万不要忘记了你，不知不觉走到耶稣的前面。
We ought to be always behind the Lord and never unconsciously even to walk before Him.
以赛亚书里面有一句话说：“我听见后面有神的声音说，这是正路，要走在其间。”
In the book of Isaiah, he said, "Do I heard voice from behind that this is the right path you walk in it?"
这个声音是什么时候开始出来的呢？当你走在神面前的时候，神就向你说：“看哪、啊，你要走前面这一条是正路，你要走在其间。”那声音是从后面来的，可见我们已经走错了，已经不在正路上了。
This voice came when he was already in front of God, and the voice came before behind, indicating that he was already in the wrong position.
第二，耶稣在这里讲了一句很不近人情的话，称彼得为撒旦。为什么耶稣在这里很严厉地对彼得说撒旦呢？
Why did the Lord Jesus put in such a strict term, Satan?
这里有讲究的。
There's a meaning.
我们看见前面当彼得考了第一名的时候，
When Peter won the first prize,
你看耶稣怎么称彼得？
How did the Lord Jesus address him?
哎呀，说彼得你是有福的。
He said, "Blessed art thou, Peter."
没有，他不是这样叫彼得。他说西门巴约纳的儿，他说西门巴约纳。
He said, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah."
彼得是耶稣给彼得取的名字。
Peter is the name that Lord Jesus gave to him.
当安德烈把彼得带到耶稣面前的时候，耶稣说：“你的名字要叫彼得。”
When Andrew brought Simon to the Lord, and Jesus said, "You shall be called Peter."
但是耶稣在这里不叫彼得，叫他给他的名字，反而叫他的老名字，西门巴约纳。
Well, at this point, Jesus did not address him with that name, Peter, yet called him Simon Bar-Jonah.
这个巴字在圣经里面就是儿子的意思，换句话说，这里说西门约纳的儿子。
The prefix bar in the Greek means the son. Therefore, what it means here is Simon, the son of Jonah.
所以在那个地方，耶稣称彼得为西门巴约纳，是提醒他：你这个人，你看你这个老名字，你要不要忘记你是怎么样变成彼得的
？So So Lord Jesus was calling him with that name, reminding him how you have changed from Simon to Peter.
提醒西门，提醒彼得，他有一个原来的一个败坏的生命。
He is trying to remind Peter that you have a perishable nature.
那个时候，西门彼得不可一世，因为他在十二个人当中考了第一名。
At that time, Peter was so proud because he won first.
所以耶稣用名字来提醒他不要骄傲。
Therefore, Lord Jesus reminded him with his name, don't be too proud.
那么这个地方，耶稣称西门彼得为撒旦，是提醒他不要灰心。
But then in verse 23, the Lord Jesus called him Satan is to remind him, don't be discouraged.
因为在那个情况之下，西门彼得的心被撒旦霸占。
Because at that moment,Simon Peter's heart was captured by Satan.
那么特别让彼得看见一件事情，你是软弱的，但是你这个软弱是暂时的被霸占的软弱。
It allowed Simon Peter to see that he was weak, but Lord is trying to show that weakness was temporary.
我们发现很多的基督徒觉得自己很灰心，灰心，灰心到最后就完全丧志，完全绝望。
Many Christians was always discouraged to the extent eventually they.
所以在路加福音二十二章，耶稣基督警告彼得要三次不认他。
So in Luke 22, the Lord warned Peter that for three times he will deny the Lord.
他怎么说呢？他说：“西门，西门，撒旦要得着你，好像要筛麦子一样。”
He said, "Simon, Simon, Satan would like to get you to you like to sift the wheat."
他说：“但是我已经为你祷告。”你回头以后要兼顾你的弟兄。
Then the Lord continues, "But I have prayed for you, and when you are converted, you are to strengthen your brethren."
弟兄姊妹，也许你现在正在一个失败，而且失败的很悲惨的一个境界里面。
My brethren, maybe you are right in the middle of failure and such a sorrowful extent.
不可否认的，撒旦魔鬼的思想已经霸占在你的心思意念里面。但是主耶稣在这里给我们一个很大的安慰，你不要灰心，你不要绝望。
But the Lord Jesus is giving us a great comfort. Don't be discouraged and don't become desperate.
有一天你要回头。
One day you will turn around.
而且神还要重用你，要来兼顾你的弟兄。
And the Lord wants you to use you again, in order to use you to strengthen your brother.
我已经背弃主三次，我已经否认主三次，我能够回头已经不错了，你还用我，那简直是。一个是超然的恩典。
It is an exceeding great grace that after denying him three times, the Lord still views him after he was converted.
你看见有很多人软弱，他是回头了，但是一直起不来，你知道为什么？他没有看见神要大大的用一个败坏、没有用的一个器皿。
Many people have failed and they never turn back because they fail to see that the Lord wants to use a broken vessel.
很多时候我发现我不太会骂人。
Many say,
有的时候看见一个弟兄一个姊妹气得不得了，真想狠狠地把他痛骂一顿。我为什么骂不出口呢？
How come I didn't say one word?
因为每一次我想要骂他的时候，我想想我自己跟他不是曾经也是半斤八两。
Because every time I try to say something, I thought about how I was once in that same situation.
我刚刚做父亲的时候是个完美主义者。
When I just became a father, I was a perfectionist.
我要我的两个儿子规规矩矩，是循规蹈矩，做一个完美的一个孩子。
I want both my sons to be completely perfect.
哇，后来发现，不能如我的愿。
But very soon I found I was impossible.
哇，有的时候不只是不如愿，而且很坏。
Sometimes not only they couldn't be perfect, they are terrible.
当我要痛骂他的时候，我突然想，是谁生的呢？
When I try to begin to rebuke them, I thought, whose son are they?
你要骂他，你不如骂你自己。
You want to be rebuked, you may as well blame yourself.
好像一个父亲看见他的父亲骂他的孩子。
It's like a father who look at the father who blames his son.
他说：“你再骂我的儿子，我就骂你的儿子了哈。”
He said, "If you continue to blame me, I will blame your son."
我觉得这是有道理。
I think that means that that makes sense.
有的时候有些人理直气壮在台上在那里责备人，很多时候可能他忘记自己也是个蒙恩的人。
Many times people will be rebuking the congregation from the pulpit and forget that they were once in the same situation.
所以只有一个人有资格责备我，就是主耶稣基督。
But there was only one who was qualified to rebuke that, that's Lord Jesus.
然后他这里说你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
Then Lord Jesus said to Peter, "You are a stumbling block to me because you don't, you are not on God's side, you are on man's side."
在 Revised Standard Version 的翻译里面说，你不是站在神的那一边，你是站在人的那一边。
RSV very clearly indicates you are not on the side of God, but on the side of man.
换句话说，主耶稣在这里提醒这个彼得，在你的里面有一个失败的一个症结。
The Lord Jesus is trying to remind Peter that inside you there is the key for failure.
不错，是撒旦在你里面。
It is true that Satan was in you.
但是撒旦是有一个地盘才能够工作。
But he requires a territory to begin his work.
撒旦有机会才能进来的。
He requires the opportunity to enter.
在有的时候，我觉得我们太错怪撒旦。
Sometimes we blame Satan too much.
哦，我不是在这里替撒旦解释，替撒旦说话。
I'm not advocating for Satan.
但是很多时候是我们开了一个后门，撒旦才进来。
Sometimes we open the back door and let Satan come in.
我们说都是撒旦，都是这个害人精。
Always say everything was Satan.
但是如果我们没有给他开一个缝缝，请问他怎么会进来呢？
But if we didn't open up the little thing for him, how can he enter?
那么常常我们发现一个基督徒的那个缝缝是什么？就是我们里面的那个老我，这个老自己。
But so many times we find the little thing was our old self.
所以真正属灵的长进，我常常说是约翰福音三章三十节给我们看见的一幅图画。
Therefore, the true spiritual growth is the picture revealed in John 3:30.
使徒约翰这样说，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
John the Baptist said, he will increase, I will decrease.
在英文圣经说是他必增加，我必减少。
That is, he will increase and I will decrease.
这是一个 progressing, 这个是好像这个林牧师在这里提到，是一个渐进的，一个第一次演进的一件事情。
This is a progressive procedure.
没有一个人可以一步登天，没有一个人经过了一次3000的这个夏令会就马上变成一个很完美的属灵人。
No one can with one step get to heaven. No one can after a few days of conference to become a great, perfect and mature Christian.
我们要一步一步一步的让他增加，让我们减少。
Step by step, we are to allow him to increase, and we ourselves will decrease.
请你注意，这个施洗约翰所说是他必增加放在前面，我必减少放在后面，这是跟我们一般的观念不一样。
Please pay attention to what John the Baptist said. He put he will increase first, and I will decrease.That's different from our ordinary concept.
我们常常在讲台上或者在交通的里面所讲到的是我要减少留出空间让耶稣能够增加。
Many times we preach here or in our discussion we say, well, decrease, leave some space, the Lord Jesus can increase.
所以今天有很多人讲破碎，有很多人讲倒空，有很多人讲对付，到最后呢，他越倒空越对付，里面的挤越大。
Many times we say we are to empty ourselves, the more we talk about it, the greater is the self in us.
因为在我们的心里面有一个这样的感觉，主耶稣，你知道你为什么会增加吗？如果不让位，你怎么会增加呢？
Because we have that deep feeling, hey Lord, you know how you increase because I give you the space.
我们从来不会这样讲，但是我们的表现就是这个样子。
We never say that, but our attitude reveals that.
如果我必减少，他必增加的话，这是宗教，这不是生命。
If we say,That's religion, that's not faith.
不是生命。
That's not life.
今天我们在神的面前好像觉得要对付，要倒空，然后我们才能够进步，不是靠自己得胜的，弟兄姊妹。
Today we often say in front of the Lord we are to be broken, we are to empty ourselves, and it's not the Lord but us.
你里面让主耶稣增加，你自然就减少。
If you allow the Lord Jesus to increase inside, then naturally you will decrease.
你的那个减少是因为主的增加而来的，不是说主的增加是因为你的减少而来的。
The reason you will decrease is because the Lord increases, is not he will increase because you have decreased.
那么这一方面我们不能多谈。
We couldn't talk any more on this.
我这是我把昨天的做一个补充。
But we just want to use this to conclude what we said yesterday.
那么今天我们要看最后一段，就是与主同行的目的。
Today we want to talk about the purpose of walking with God.
我们要从约翰福音二十一章我们很熟悉的一段经文来思想。
Again, from a very familiar passage, John chapter 21.
我们从马太福音十六章，我们看见与主同行有一个很重要的，要认识主是谁。
From Matthew 16, we know that in order to walk with God, we will first know who He is.
在约翰福音二十一章，我们看见与主同行，我们要必须看见我们爱不爱我们所认识的这位主。
But in John chapter 21, we see that we ought to know where we love this.
与主同行有两个很重要的关键，一个就是认识他，另外一个就是爱他。
There are two keys to walk with God, and one is to know Him, and second to love Him.
你爱一个你所不认识的人，或者你认识一个不能爱的人，都是一个美中不足的事情。
If you know someone you couldn't love, or you love someone you don't know, that's not perfect.
我们看见，若是我们要与主同行，我们要认识他，我们要爱他。
We know that in order to walk with Him, we have to know Him and to love Him.
我们要用知识来 approach 他，我们要用心来 approach 他。
We have to approach Him with our mind, with our intellect, we also approach Him with our heart.
我们知道保罗在大马色的路上解决了这两个问题。
And we know that Paul has solved these two problems on the road to Damascus.
他第一个向主出的问题是：主啊，你是谁？
The first question to the Lord was, Lord, who art thou?
第二个问题说：主啊，我当做什么？
Second question was, Lord, what should I do?
我觉得这两个是我们每一个有心要与主同行的人都要面对而解决的问题。
If we intend to walk with Lord, we have to solve these two questions.
而且这个问题不是解决一次就永远解决完，是不断的要在主面前，在神面前复习，在神的面前不断扪心自问。
Furthermore, we cannot solve this question once for all. We have to over again and again to solve this before the Lord.
请我们看约翰福音二十一章。
Please turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 21.
我们都知道约翰福音，他本来在这个作者写到二十章的时候就已经告一个段落，就不想写下去，就已经写完了。
We know that when the Apostle John wrote up to chapter 20, he intended to stop. He wasn't going to continue.
但是我们相信圣灵在他心里面感动，要他再写一篇的这个补充，就是写了这个二十一章。
Then we know that the Holy Spirit.Urge him to write one more chapter.
那么这一章对与主同行来讲是一个非常重要的一个补充。
And concerning the theme of walking with God, this is a very, very important component.
我们没有时间把全章来读，全章来讲。
We couldn't read the whole chapter and talk about the whole chapter.
我们看见第一节到第十四节是一个段落。
We see that from verse 1 through verse 14 is the first paragraph.
那么这一段对我们来讲似曾相识。
Seems very familiar, this passage.
因为这件事情发生在海，也是在海边。
Because they also happen at the sea.
也是跟打鱼有关系。
It's related to fishing.
也是打了一个晚上打不到鱼。
They also that they fish all night they caught nothing.
也是主命令以后就打到很多的鱼。
Again, by the command of the Lord, they caught much.
而且也是打完以后他们对主就认识了。
It's after the fishing that they came to know the Lord.
所以这个跟路加福音第五章有非常相似的这个记载。
So the whole story was so similar to the record in Luke 5.
所以这是我们学到一个功课。
So we learn one thing here.
在一段过了一段时间以后，主可能要我们再学同样的功课。
That is, after a period of time, the Lord may want us to learn the same lesson again.
在我们普通的教育经验里面，我们知道我们修了一个课，也许我们就可以以后不要去修它了，因为已经修过了，我们已经有 credit, 我们已经有分数，我们已经有了这一段的这个记录。
In our secular educational experience, once we've taken a course, we earn a credit, we don't need to go back again.
可能，但是在属灵的事上不是这样。
But on concerning the spiritual teaching, it's not the same.
有一个功课可能你以前没有学好。
Perhaps there's a lesson that you didn't learn very well before.
有一个功课可能你学了你又放松了又忘记了。
Perhaps there was a lesson that you learned yet you relaxed on that.
可能那个功课一辈子在你的身上是你的致命伤。
Perhaps that was your deadly wound on your life that you never learned.
我们知道有许多的人在神面前一而再再而三对付骄傲的功课。
We know that there are many people over and over again they have to deal with the problem of being fruitful.
有的时候神非常厉害的在他身上做了一些打击的功课，他好像学会了谦卑。
Many times we see that the Lord severely attacked him on that point, and seemingly that he had learned to become humble.
但是他后来发现他的骄傲的这个软弱如影随形，一直在他的身上。
Well, then he found that this problem of being too proud is following him like a shadow.
所以我们在这里看见，在主的学校里面已经修过的功课，不要以为就永远过关了。
Therefore, we have to learn in the school of Jesus Christ. We couldn't say we have learned one lesson and passed it.
昨天早上我在这里跟弟兄姊妹交通说，有许多的失败是在得胜的后面。
Yesterday morning we said that many failures follow us after the victory.
但是今天我要再从另外一个角度来看这件事情，今天有许许多多的失败就在得胜的里面。
Today we have to point out that many, many failures are right in our victory.
不错，我们有一次大的得胜，后面紧接着常常是一个失败的一个危险。
Indeed, right after a great victory, there will be follow failure.
但是你发现很多时候你的失败就在你得胜的里面。亚撒龙有一个很体面的东西，就是他头发很漂亮。但是亚撒龙的致命伤就是他的头发。今天有很多人说我很温柔，他的失败就是他的温柔。因为有的时候神要他站起来为主发脾气的时候，他说我很温柔，他不发脾气。你说神会叫人发脾气吗？神有的时候是要你我发脾气，我们不肯发脾气。因为耶稣是个发脾气的人，但是他生气而不犯罪。你知道保罗在以弗所书怎么说？他说你们要生气，是个命令语气，你们要生气，但是这个生气是不要犯罪的生气。主耶稣曾经怒目看四周的人。主耶稣曾经很生气地责备法利赛人。他不只是生气，而且他用行动，用绳子做成鞭子，在圣殿里面把这些犯罪的人从里面赶出去。
He became so angry that he used the action. He chased out all the money changers in the temple.
有的时候我们太温柔了。
Sometimes we're too weak.
求主帮助我们，我们温柔而不是很懦弱。
We ought to pray that the Lord will use us so that we are tender or weak, but we're not cowardly.
今天许多人把这两样东西混在一起，以为温柔就是懦弱，误解了圣经上面的话，说打了右脸左脸给他打的这一种的哲学。在美国我不敢说，不过在台湾我发现有一种属灵的观念，是你越窝囊你越属灵。
I couldn't say that in America, but in Taiwan, I seem to have a feeling that the lousier you are, the more spiritual you are.
这不是圣经的教训。
This is not a biblical teaching.
这也不是主耶稣基督给我们看见的榜样。
And this is not an example our Lord Jesus showed to us.
所以第一章第一节到十四节，我们看见起码有这样的一点点的教训。
So at least we can talk about this from the first paragraph here.
里面很多的我们不能多看。
We couldn't spend much more time on this.
我们特别注意从十五节到二十三节。
But please pay attention to the passage from verse 15 to verse 23.
十五节到十七节告诉我们说与主同行的动机与目的。
From verse 15 to verse 17, it tells us the motivation and the purpose of walking with the Lord.
十八节到二十三节给我们看见与主同行一些提醒。
And in from verse 18 through verse 23,It reminds of several important things.
我们先看后面十八节到二十三节。
Let's look at the second portion from verse 18 through verse 23.
主耶稣提醒我们中间愿意与主同行的人有两个非常重要的教训。
The Lord is teaching us two things here if we want to walk with Him.
第一个是十八节到十九节。
Verse 18 through verse 19 is the first one.
你要与主同行，你也不要担心你的前途。
If you want to walk with the Lord, don't worry about your future.
与主同行，昨天讲的是一个动态。
We talk about yesterday. To walk with the Lord is dynamic.
与主同行是要我们走一个也许我们没有走过的路。
To walk with the Lord is to walk on a path that we've never taken before.
所以我们对前途有一些没有把握的感觉，这是很自然的。
So there was the feeling that we couldn't be sure about the future.
所以主在这里特别提醒彼得。
So the Lord was reminding Peter here.
叫他不要担心他的前途。
Don't worry about your future.
主已经很清楚地告诉彼得，你的前途很坎坷。
He has clearly told him that your future will have a lot of trouble.
前面是苦难重重。
There is a lot of suffering.
而且最后要为主寻道，把生命摆上。
And finally, you are going to give your life to become a martyr for your faith.
请注意在这里，主给我们看见两个事情，两件事情。
Lord is teaching us two things.
第一，前途是由主来定。
First of all, the future is decided by the Lord.
你有心服侍主。
If you are willing to serve him.
前途是主决定的，不是你定规的。
The Lord will decide your future, not you.
所以当我们知道这个定规不操纵在我们手上的时候，我们自然就有两个应该有的态度。
So as soon as we learn that we don't decide the future, we should have two attitudes.
第一个，我们要对主的心意很敏感。
First, we have become very sensitive to His will.
第二，我们要对主显明的心意非常的顺服。
Secondly, we have to be very obedient to His will.
那这两件事情是明白神的旨不可缺少的。
Now, in order to know His will, we can never become lack of that.
我们要敏感。
We have to be very sensitive.
我们要顺服。
We have to be obedient.
今天有人很敏感。
Today, there are many people they are sensitive.
不顺服。
They don't obey.
今天有人很顺服。
Today, there are people who are obedient.
不知何去何从，不敏感。耶稣曾经用水变酒。在约翰福音二章里面，玛利亚说了一句非常重要有关服事的原则。约翰福音二章五节，玛利亚这么对这些仆人说，他叫你们做什么你们就做什么。他叫你们做什么，这是敏感。
Whatever he asks you to do, that's sense.
你就做什么，这是顺服。
Do it, that's obedience.
我们今天很愿意为主做。
Today we're so willing to do the Lord's will.
我们太忙而没有好好去听神那个微小的声音。
But we're so busy, we don't have time to listen to that small still voice.
今天早上我跟林牧师在吃早饭的时候有一点交通。
During the breakfast hour, I have a little fellowship with Dr. Lane.
我问他，我说你在礼拜在你的教会每一个礼拜天早上讲到是不是有次序的、有题目的、有前后一贯。
I ask him every Sunday morning in your church when you preach, do you have a systematic presentation?
他说在他的带领里面，他没有这个习惯，所以每一个礼拜天他要在神面前等候新的信息，按着信徒的需要，他传讲主的话。
He said, in his experience, he doesn't have that habit. Every week, he has to wait for the Lord for a message to fit the need of the congregation.
那我说你一年要讲那么多道，那你怎么样得到这些启示？
I said, no, you have to preach that many sermons. How can you get all that message from the Lord?
他说他的习惯是这样，如果礼拜四还没有题目，还不知道礼拜天要讲什么，他礼拜五就要开始进食祷告。
He said, well, his habit is that by Thursday, he doesn't know what he's going to talk about Sunday, then on Friday, you will begin to fast and pray.
我听了以后非常惭愧。
When I heard that, I feel shameful.
这个服侍主多年的主内的前辈。
This servant of the Lord has served the Lord many years.
他那样小心，要敏感地等候主的声音。
Yet he's so careful, wants to be sensitive to wait to learn about the Lord.
我的内人可以做见证。
My wife can testify for this.
我常常到礼拜六晚上还不知道明天讲什么。
Well, Saturday, I still don't know what to talk about the next day.
今天坐在他的对面，觉得真是惭愧得不得了。
Today I sat across him, I feel so shameful.
弟兄姊妹，我们应该知道主的心意是什么。
My brethren, we ought to know what's the will of the Lord.
然后我们的顺服才不会，然后我们的侍奉才不会带刺。
Then our service will not carry any thorn.
你知道今天很多教会的分裂。
You know, many churches divided today.
很多查经班的问题。
Many Bible study groups have problems.
不是一些不爱主的人搞出来的。
It's not caused by those who don't love the Lord.
就是一些爱主的人搞出来的。
It's caused by those who love the Lord.
不是一些冷淡的人搞出来的。
It's not caused by those who are not active.
都是一些热心的人搞出来的。
It's by those who are truly active.
不是那些不做事的人搞出来的。
It's not caused by those who don't work.
都是那些做事的人搞出来的。
It's caused by those who work all time.
不是那些没有受训练的人搞出来的。
It's not caused by those who are not trained.
都是那些受训练过的人搞出来的。
It's caused by those who are well trained.
为什么？因为不敏感而顺服，因为不知道神的心意而做工，结果是越帮是越忙，结果越做是越糟。弟兄姊妹，我们在主面前有心服侍主的人，我们要非常的小心。这个前途，这个服侍的原则是主来定的，不是我们定的。
The future, the principle of service is decided by the Lord.
第二，我们在这里看见第二个原则，我们看见这条路是一条受苦的路。
Secondly, we see that this path of service is a path of full of sorrow.
也许主要你受一些物质的苦。
Perhaps the Lord wants you to suffer material.
也许主要你受一些精神的苦。
Perhaps he wants to, you want you to suffer mentally.
很多时候我们在主面前，我们不明白，不了解。基督徒受苦是命定的，这句话是什么意思？
Sometimes we don't know what it means that we are destined to suffer.
有些人完全不懂基督徒受苦是命定。
Sometimes some people just don't understand at all that we are destined to suffer.
很多人以为受苦的意思是单单物质上受苦。
Many people feel that suffering is only a material aspect.
所以我今天有的穿，有的住，有的好一点的享受，物质上面的享受，哎呀，心里面就不安了，因为觉得这是犯罪。因为受苦的形态不一定是借着物质临到你的身上。
Because the suffering may or may not come to you materially.
很多时候是心灵的。
Many times it comes to your heart.
很多时候是精神的。
Many times it's the mental aspect.
可能很多时候连你最亲爱的人都不能分享的是一种孤单。
Many times it's so lonely suffering, even the lovest one, the dearest one cannot share.
你知道一个属灵的领袖最大的一个压力就是孤单。
You know the great Christian leaders have that great sorrow and end in their own.
一个基督徒慢慢慢慢越属灵越往高处行，刚才我们在诗歌里面唱，你越到高处你就会发现高处是不胜寒。
We sing the hymn that we're going higher ground, but we notice that the higher we go, the lonelier, the cooler, the colder it will be.
但是这是主命定的一条路。
The Lord has destined for us to take that path.
我再说，不一定是物质上面的苦。
I'll say it again. It may or may not be the material suffering.
很多时候是心灵里面的苦。
Many times it's a suffering in our heart.
我们的得救，主没有勉强我们。
The Lord never compelled us to be saved.
我们的顺服，主也没有勉强我们。
The Lord never compelled us to be obedient.
所以保罗说：“我以神的慈悲劝你们。”
Therefore, Paul said, "I will advise you with the Lord's mercy."
他不是说我以神的严厉来劝你们。
He said, "I'm not advising you with the strictness of the Lord."
弟兄姊妹，为主受苦是命定的，但是我们愿不愿意走上这条路
？My brethren, we are destined to suffer, but the question is whether we are willing to take that path.
这是一个属灵的征战。
This is a spiritual warfare.
我们常常发现在教会里面信徒跟牧师出很多的问题。
Many times we feel that in church there are many problems between the pastor and the lay people.
很多的牧师希望弟兄姊妹快点加薪。
Many pastors want the congregation to raise his salary.
很多的弟兄姊妹认为传道人已经受苦，你已经走上这条路，活该，你要受苦。
And lay people feel that you have taken a path, you have to suffer.
这一种的观念是中国教会一直不能起来。
And this kind of conception has hurt the Chinese church that they never grow.
我再三在我们的教会里面这么说。
I say this again and again in our own church.
你们应该对你们的传道人给他有最起码的，让他生活无后顾之忧的享受。
You are to give your pastor, your minister, the basic needs so that they have the basic enjoyment of life.
我觉得今天弟兄姊妹不够尊重传道人，不够爱你们的牧师。
Today, the brethren don't respect the pastor enough, don't love the pastor enough.
你说李牧师这个话别人讲好，你讲就不太好意思了。
You said, Reverend Lee, other people may say that it's not right for you to say that.
我从来不管这一方面。 我觉得主要我讲我就讲。
If the Lord wants me to say, I say it.
我觉得今天中国的传道，中国的弟兄姊妹对传道人太亏待。
I feel that today's Chinese Christians are very, have much shortcoming concerning this to the pastors.
我们两个人在台湾要来的时候。
Before we came to the state, to United States, in Taiwan.
很多人劝我们说，哎，师母到美国要找一个工作。
Many people said, you ought to get your wife a job when you get to the States.
他说很多教会很亏待牧师师母，你根本没有办法养活家，一定要太太在外面做事才可以养活这个家。
Many, many churches don't give you, don't pay you much, and the pastor's wife has to work.
我们来的时候还不知道教会要给我们多少。
By the time we came, we don't even know how much the church is going to pay us.
但是我们夫妇两个有一个决定。
But we have made a decision.
二人是一体。
Two or one.
尤其是在一个教会做牧会，师母绝不能去做别的事情，她要跟着牧师跑。
Especially for a pastor to minister church to a church, his wife has to follow him all everywhere.
你看他的饭票一直在我手上。
You see that her meal ticket is in my hand.
我觉得很可惜，今天牧师和师母不能一起配搭侍奉，这是一个悲剧，这不是一个好处。
It is not a blessing. It's a very pitiful thing that the pastor and the pastor's wife cannot work together.
你看韩国的教会对牧师对传道那真是尊敬有加。
Let's look at the Korean church. They truly respect the pastor.
所以我常常说今天中国的基督徒应该在对牧师和传道人的态度应该有一个重新的检讨。
So I feel that today's Chinese church ought to have a new examination concerning their attitude toward the minister.
但是站在牧师的立场，传道人的立场。
But in my own point of view as a minister,
我们应该站在一个为主受苦的立场来过生活。
But we ought to live our life knowing that we suffer.
今天中国的教会刚好相反。
Today's Chinese church just reversed.
牧师要加薪。
The pastor wants to raise the salary.
弟兄姊妹要他受苦。
The brethren want him to suffer.
我们为什么把他扭转过来？让这些牧师看见这是一个他愿意走上的一个受苦的路。弟兄姊妹应该爱护备至。我希望这件事情留给弟兄姊妹有机会好好的去检讨和思想。所以当我们要跟随主的时候，我们要知道这一条路要完完全全让主来定夺，让主来决定。
Decide to walk with him, we have to know that this path will be decided by him.
不要担心你的前途。
Don't worry about your future.
但是一个更要紧的一个提醒在后面。
But there's another important reminder afterwards.
约翰福音21:20-23.
From John chapter 21, verse 20 through verse 23.
耶稣要彼得跟随他。
Lord Jesus want Peter to follow him.
而提醒他不要与人相比。
But to remind him, don't compare yourself with others.
你看二十节，他转过来，他就看见约翰在后面。
You see, in verse 20, Peter turned around.
其他十一个人没什么好比的，这个人呢，我要跟他比一比。
I don't need to compare with the other 10, but this one I ought to compare with.
如果你从台湾来，你知道，这个他给约翰硬取一个外号，说这个人很会塞奶。
If you come from Taiwan, you will know that they have given John a nickname. What is that?
很会撒娇。
He knows how to.
你看他一下就躺到耶稣的怀里。
You see that he suddenly fall on the Lord's breast.
我觉得最好这个描写就是塞奶这两字，所以塞奶。
Now I understand what it means in Taiwanese. I forgot the English word. It just gave me. Someone help me on that.
Okay.
Mommy, 撒娇什么？
Okay, forget it. 你们知道这个意思了。他看见这个约翰，他就问耶稣：“哎，这个人将来怎么样？”
He looked at John and he said, "He asked the Lord, 'What will happen to this man?'"
你已经讲了我的前途，我没话讲。我要怎么死，荣耀神，我愿意。
You have talked about my future, and I have to suffer and die. I'm willing.
那么这个人
，How about this guy？
我们都是一个神学院毕业的。
We graduate from the same seminary。
我们两个人讲起来，有的时候他强，有的时候我并不输他。
Talk about both of us. Sometimes he's better, but sometimes I'm better.
希腊文他比较好，希伯来文他学了一个，也是一个很重要的功课。
In Matthew 14, he learned a very important lesson.
他们看见耶稣在海面上行走。
They saw that Jesus was walking on the sea.
他们说，哎，好像是鬼怪。
They say, that's ghost.
两点钟赶快打电话给林牧师。
Well, call pastor, 2 o'clock in the morning.
刚才他讲，他说有人看了 Exorcist, 晚上不敢睡觉，一点半打电话给林牧师，说后我睡不着。
The last hour, Dr. Lane was saying that a young man saw the movie Exodus and couldn't sleep at night and called him about 1:30 in the morning.
因为看见鬼怪吓死了。
Because he saw the ghost, he was so afraid.
后来他们说不是鬼怪，是主啊。
He said, hey, it's not the ghost, it's the Lord.
哇，彼得马上180度改变。
Peter suddenly turned 180 degrees.
他就大喊说主啊。
He said, hey, Lord.
假如是你。
If it is you,
让我也走在海上。
And let me walk on the sea also.
哦，走在水面上只有武侠小说里面有的事情。
You only see that in Chinese kung fu books.
他说我要走在海面上。
But he said, I want to walk on the sea.
耶稣说好，你出来。
Lord said, yeah, fine, come to me.
他就跨出去了。
So he just walked out of the boat.
非常稀奇，他走在海面上。
Oh, it's a big surprise. He was walking on the sea.
然后圣经说，他就朝着耶稣那个方向走过去。
The Bible says he was walking toward the Lord.
但是在马太福音14:30怎么说呢？
Well, what do you say in Matthew 14:30?
彼得见风甚大，就往下沉。
Peter noticed that the storm was so great, he sank.
见风甚大，就往下沉。
He noticed the storm was so great, so he sank.
他本来为什么不沉呢？
Why didn't he sink in the first place?
因为他的眼睛是看在主的身上。
Because his eye was focused on the Lord.
什么时候他的眼睛从主的身上移出来看环境，他就向下沉。
As soon as he moved his eyes from the Lord and looked at the surroundings, he sank.
我们每一个人都有这样的失败的经验。
We all have that experience of failure.
我们都有下沉的经验。
We all have the experience of sinking down.
你怎么会下沉呢？
Why do you sink?
因为你的眼睛已经离开了主。
Because you have not looked at the Lord, you move away from here.
你看环境，你一定失败。
If you look at the surrounding environment, you will fail.
在这里又有一次的失败，他不是看环境这一次。
But here in John 21, he has another experience of failure. He's not looking at the environment.
他把从主身上的眼光转过来看他的弟兄。
He turned his sight from the Lord.
你知道跟人相比只有两个结果。
You know, if you want to compare yourself with someone, only there are only two results.
因为没有两个完全 identical 的人。
Because there are no two persons are identical.
不是比你漂亮就是比你丑。
They are either prettier than you are or they are uglier.
不是比你才华多就是比你才华少。
If they are more intelligent or they are less intelligent.
不是比你能唱就是比你五音不全。
Either they can sing better than you or they sing worse.
那你这一比就一定比出两个结果。
So if you compare, there will come two results.
比你差的人。
To those who are worse than you are.
你就骄傲。
You become proud.
比你强的人。
To those who are better.
你就自卑。
You will be self-pity.
我们今天服侍主不是这两个一直好像两个绑在我们脚上的一个捆绑吗？
Aren't these two things a bondage on both of our legs?
一个捆绑叫做骄傲。
One is pride.
一个捆绑叫做自卑。
One is self-pity.
一个捆绑是看自己比别人强。
One is look at I'm better than the other.
一个捆绑是永远看自己比别人弱。
One is to see that I'm always worse than the other guy.
我认为骄傲是罪。
I think that pride is sin.
自卑也是罪。
But self-pity is also sin.
自高是高看自己。
To be proud is to look that you're better than the other.
自卑是低看自己。
But to be self-pity is to look at yourself too low.
你高看自己是罪，你低看自己也是罪。
If you think you are so much better, then that's a sin. But if you look at yourself too low, that's a sin also.
所以主耶稣说，你不要管他，他怎么样是他的事情。
So Lord Jesus, don't pay attention to him.
他要这个活到我再来，又跟你何干呢？
If I would like him to stay until I come, what would that do to you?
希伯来书十一章讲的许许多多旧约里面属灵的领袖，属灵的见证人。
In Hebrews chapter 11, it talks about many great spiritual witnesses in the Old Testament.
到希伯来书十二章的时候。
But when it comes to Hebrews 12,
第一句话他怎么说？
What did he say in verse 1?
我们有那么多的见证人，如同云彩一样。
Since we have such so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us.
像云彩
like cloud.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
你知道云彩有两个作用。
You see, the cloud have two functions.
第一个作用是衬托那个落日的这一个美景。
One function of the cloud is to bring out the beauty of the sunset.
哎呀，我们看见日落的时候，那些云彩真是衬托的非常的美丽。那些云是漂亮，把那个景色显得更美丽。
You see that during sunset, when there are clouds, they bring out the beauty of the sunset. It was truly great.
但是小心，云彩有的时候也会遮盖太阳的光亮。
But be careful. Sometimes the cloud can cover up the sunshine.
你知道这些见证人对我们有激励的作用。
These witnesses can encourage us.
但是这些见证人也有的时候有拦阻的作用。
But sometimes the witness will become stumbling block.
我们听人见证。
We have listened to a testimony.
我们听人讲道。
We listen to a preaching.
可以刺激我们往前走是可以的。
That will encourage us to go forward.
不要把传道人偶像化。
But don't make the preachers your idols.
我想每一个跟随主的人都有这一方面的多少程度不同的经验。
I think each one of us more or less has this experience.
把某一个人地位已经超越神的地位。
We have bring the position of some man exceeded the position of the Lord.
把某一个人的书已经超越圣经。
We have exceeded the position of the book of certain man to the position of the Bible.
我们感谢主，主用那些人。
We thank the Lord that the Lord has used these people.
我们感谢主，主用这些书。
The Lord has used these books.
但是小心，这个云彩遮盖了那公义的日头，就是主耶稣。
But be very careful that cloud may cover up the sun of righteousness, Lord Jesus Christ.
最后，我们看前面这一段十五节到十八节。
Lastly, let's turn back to look at verse 15 through verse 18.
在中文圣经前面有一个标题叫“查彼得爱主之心”。
In Chinese Bible, it gives a title to this passage, says to examine the heart of Peter.
我们在这里看见。主要我们跟随他，是要我们服侍他。
We see that when the Lord wants us to follow Him, He wants us to serve Him.
在路加福音第五章说，要我们得人。
In Luke 5, He wants us to become fishermen.
在这里给我们概念，我们要喂养这些群羊，有大的，有小的。
But here it shows us that we are to feed the lamb, the big one, the little one.
但是你服侍跟爱主有密切的关系。
But your service is directly related to your love for the Lord.
主耶稣在这里说 Do you love me? 你爱我吗？
Jesus asked him, Do you love me?
有一对夫妇已经结婚了25年。
There was a couple, they've been married for 25 years.
这个故事是在一个歌剧里面 Fiddler on the Roof.
This is a story from the play, Fiddler on the Roof.
这个老爸爸突然有一天就问他的太太。
One day, this old father suddenly asked the wife,
Do you love me? 那你爱我吗？
He's saying, Apply, do you love me?
这太太说，你真是神经病。
The wife said, You must be crazy.
你真莫名其妙，我这25年替你生儿养女。
It's a nonsense question. I've been bearing children for you.
我煮饭给你吃。
I cook for you.
我洗衣服。
I wash your shirt.
我为你这个治理这个家。
I take care of the house for you.
你今天问我 ，Do you love me?
And today you ask me, Do you love me?
每一次我想到这一段的对话
，Every time I think about this conversation,
我就发现今天有许许多多人，他可以为主做很多的工作。
I find that many Christians can work a lot for the Lord.
但是他不知道是不是爱主。
But they don't know whether they love the Lord.
我告诉你，喂养羊不一定爱主。
I can tell you that to feed the lamb, they may or may not love the Lord.
但是爱主的人一定会去喂养羊。
Those who love the Lord must feed the lamb.
服侍主不一定爱主。
To serve the Lord may or may not love the Lord.
但是爱主的人一定愿意服侍主。
But those who love the Lord, they must serve the Lord.
所以主耶稣在这里特别问他们：“你爱我吗？”
So Lord Jesus specially asked Peter here, "Do you love me?"
这个问题我们应该一而再、再而三地问我们自己。
We ought to ask ourselves that question again and again.
你今天服侍主是为了饭碗吗？
You serve the Lord for a meal?
你今天服侍主是因为责任吗？
Do you serve the Lord because of responsibility?
你今天服侍主是因为面子吗？
Do you serve the Lord because of your reputation?
你今天服侍主是为了良心的贿赂吗？
Do you serve the Lord because of your conscience?
还是真正出于爱主的心？
Or because you truly love the Lord?
也只有爱主的心的服侍是金银宝石的服侍。
Only if you serve the Lord with love, and that's the work of the gold, silver, and the precious.
那么有人就问说，到底这个地方说你爱我比这一些更深，这些是什么意思？
Someone will ask what the meaning in verse 15. Do you love me more than these? What's the meaning of these?
他只是说 Do you love me more than this? 你爱我比这一些什么这些人吗？旁边有几个门徒在，你爱我比这些门徒爱我更深吗？是不是这个意思？
Does the Lord mean that you love me more than these brothers here?
我们为什么先讲后面，就是这个道理。
Why do we talk about the passage letter?
因为耶稣不是要人跟人相比。
Because the Lord doesn't want us to compare man with man.
这个地方的这些显然是主耶稣基督以外的每一个人事物，所有主以外的东西。
Very obvious, the term these here is everything, every man outside Lord Jesus Christ.
你爱主比这一些更深。
Do you love the Lord more than these?
你爱主过于你所爱的人吗？
Do you love the Lord more than the people you love?
不是说爱主一定跟爱妻子会有冲突。
It doesn't mean that there is conflict between our love for the Lord and love for our wife.
但是如果有一天这两样变成熊掌与鱼的时候，请问你选择哪一个？
But if one day you have to make a clear choice between the two, which one do you choose?
我非常爱我的儿子。
I love my son very much.
但是常常我在主面前会问，我爱我的儿子过于爱主吗？
Many times I ask in prayer, do I love my son more than my love for the Lord?
求主把这样的一个问题放在我们的心里。
We pray that the Lord will put this question in our heart.
我也愿意用这个问题作为我们这次聚会的结论。
And I would like to use the same question to conclude this meeting.
到底你愿意与主同行？
You want to walk with the Lord?
你认识主吗？
Do you know him?
你爱主吗？
Do you love him?
我昨天很多弟兄姊妹先走跟我这么说。
Many brothers and sisters who left yesterday talked to me.
哎呀，明天林牧师还要讲道。
Dr. Lane was going to preach tomorrow.
明天林牧师还要讲道。
Reverend Lee was going to
preach. 明天李师母还要讲道。
Mrs. Lee was going to speak.
哎呀，我们走了，好可惜。
We're going to leave. Oh, how much we're going to miss.
但是我心里面有一个感觉。
Well, I have this feeling inside.
我觉得他们没有损失。
They didn't miss anything.
因为有的时候少听一点道好像也有好处。
Because the less you listen, sometimes it's better for you.
因为你多听到你的责任越多。
Because the more you listen, more you're responsible.
当然你越讲道你的责任也就更大。
Of course, the more you preach, the greater your responsibility.
所以今天我们在座的这些弟兄姊妹，从一个角度我们是比较蒙恩，我们感谢主。
So to us, from one angle, we're more blessed.
但是不要忘记，我们的责任也比昨天先走的人大。
But never forget that we have even greater responsibility.
求主帮助我们。
We pray that the Lord will help us.
我非常感谢主，这一次神带领我们来。
I'm very thankful that the Lord has led us to come to this conference this year.
这两三天我一直跟林牧师缠住他。
For the past few days, I try to catch Dr. Lin all the time.
因为只要有机会，我总是喜欢跟属灵的长辈多交通。
Whenever there is opportunity, I try to have a fellowship with the older brothers.
魏平弟兄在几个月以前跟我打电话。
Several months ago, Brother Enoch called me.
他说李牧师，你是我们先请的讲员，所以你可以选你要讲晚上讲早上。
He said, Pastor Lee, you are the first speaker we invited, so you can have a choice whether you want to preach in the morning or in the evening.
我说你们还请什么讲员？
I asked him, who else do you invite?
林道亮。
Dr. Timothy Lane.
哎，我说你这个人真是不知天高地厚。
I said, you don't know what you're doing.
我说当然林牧师应该在晚上负责比较重台戏的那一部分。
I said, of course, Dr. Lin ought to preach in the evening service, which is more important.
所以我一直带着很大的期望来，希望从神的老仆人得到一些帮助和供应。
So I came with the intention that I learned much from the servant of the Lord.
那我第一天我就跟他讲，我说林牧师请你好好听我讲道。
So the first day I told him, Dr. Lin, please pay attention when I preach.
我说请你讲评。
Because I want to know your comment.
我说我觉得实在在服侍主的道路上很难得有机会你坐在下面听我讲道，所以如果有什么请你告诉我。
Because I feel in my ministry, rarely I will have the opportunity for you to sit down and listen to me.
吃早餐，今天早上吃早餐的时候在路上他就给我讲评。
This morning, when I walked down to the dining hall, he commented on my preaching.
他说李牧师你的讲道他提了好几方面。
So he mentioned several points.
他提到有好的，感谢主。
He mentioned several good points.
他也提到一些我该注意的，我很感谢主。
He He also mentioned some of the things I should be careful.
他说我觉得你讲道可能弟兄姊妹听得很累。
Then he said, I feel that many brethren are very tired when they listen to you.
因为你讲道的时候有的时候太重了一点。
Because sometimes your words are too strong.
他说这还没有关系。
That's not the most important thing.
他说我觉得你讲道的内容太多了。
I feel that you preach the content of your sermon is too much.
说你不要以为多就好。
Don't you think that to have much to say is good?
说你每一篇讲道应该有一个很清楚的目标。
He said every sermon should have a very clear central theme.
你讲道的时候围绕到这个目标。
And when you preach around that theme.
到最后的时候，你要用大铁锤把这个钉子好好的钉下去。
And at the end, you are to use a big hammer to hammer on that theme.
让人家离开的时候有一个很清楚的印象。
So when people leave, they will have a very clear impression.
神要他做什么
？What God wants them to do.
所以我觉得你的讲道。
And I feel in your sermon.
好像神要我做很多很多的事情。
It's like God wants me to do many things.
因为要做很多很多的事情。
Because I need to do many things.
结果就一样都不做。
I end up doing nothing.
所以这是你讲到的一个缺点。
He said, I feel this is the one shortcoming in your preaching.
我非常非常感激，感谢神，也非常感激他。
I'm very thankful to the Lord and very grateful to Dr. Lane.
这个话我要他走了，我才公开的讲。
I can only say this after he's left.
因为这实在是要把荣耀归给神的地方。
Because this is somewhere with something that we are to glorify God.
所以也为着我这几天讲到这一方面的失败，请弟兄姊妹原谅。
And I also want your forgiveness concerning this failure these days.
但是也许圣灵就用作这种很善的这个信息，借着一点一两点是对弟兄姊妹不同的需要能够帮助的，盼望主能够用那一点来帮助你。
I only pray that the Lord will use one or two points in these messages to help the different needs.
他林牧师给我们的是一个很漂亮的一道很精彩的这个菜。
Dr. Lane has offered us a very nice, beautiful, delicious dish.
吃了很多帮助。
Once we have taken it, we are very much helped.
我给你们的是一个大冷盘。
What I will give to you is a big mixed up.
我求主让你们选你们喜欢吃的。
I can only pray that the Lord will help you to choose what you need.
有人冷盘来了，专门吃这个皮蛋。
When the on a regular Chinese course, some people were only eating a big cold plate, the so-called thousand-year-old egg.
那么，如果我的讲道里面有那么一点皮蛋，愿主借助这一点帮助你。
If in my preaching there is that little help, we pray the Lord will help you.
我们感谢主这几天的带领。
We pray the Lord has led us through these days.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow our heads and pray? When we come to a word of prayer, let's remember what we have learned in these days. Remember the servants of the Lord, Dr. Lane, who is on the way, and Dr. and Mrs. Lee will be leaving today.We pray for their ministry, for their church, and for their continuous service before the Lord. We ask for strength, for inspiration, and for power. And we remember those who newly come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. We lift up their names, each of them, before the Lord, so that they may grow. And we pray for each of us.That indeed after we leave you, or from this very moment on, we will indeed walk with the Lord. Because we have come to know Him, He is the one who has saved us with His love on Calvary. And we have come to love Him because He has loved us first. We pray for those who have dedicated their time, their effort,to arrange for this conference, and that we pray for the continuation of this conference so that every year we have the opportunity to come here to retreat, to learn, and to grow. And we pray for the need of many Bible study groups. In these last days, they are facing so many challenges, so many temptations, so many difficulties within and without. But we pray for the grace of God be with every group.
Amen.
So that these groups, no matter where they are, will truly be the golden lampstand for the Lord.
Amen.
To be a radiant witness for the Lord among Chinese, among the people around them.
Amen.
在天上的父，我们再一次匍匐在你的面前的时候， 我们心里面真是惊讶， 因为你是这样的爱我们。
哦，主啊，
亲爱的主，我们为你的话感谢。
主啊，
为这几天在山上的时间这样感谢， 因为你不只让我们身心都休息， 你更用你的话让我们来得到滋养。
主啊，
主的话是这样的宝贵， 主的话是这样的甜美。 但是主愿意我们每一位弟兄姊妹得到了这样的粮食，得到了这样的生命，不要在主的面前白白的浪费。让我们每一个人离开这里的时候，我们要有机会跟人分享，让人知道主在我们的身上做了多么奇妙的事情。亲爱的主，我们用我们的祷告， 托住这些心在主里面蒙恩的弟兄和姊妹。主，愿你真是加添他们的力量，使他们的见证更是明亮。在每一个地方，让主你自己的灯台不会因缺少了油而熄灭。主啊，我们知道撒旦的工作在这末世是多么的可怕。主啊， 我们只求主你恩待怜悯你自己的儿女，因为我们知道你过去曾救我们脱离了极大的死亡，你现在救我们，你将来更要救我们。主啊，主啊，主，因为你爱了我们，我们知道你要继续的爱我们，直到你再来的时候。我们求你真保守我们每一位弟兄姊妹做顺命的儿女，走这一条道路与你同行，因为我们认识你，更因为我们爱你。 因为我们在你的面前侍奉，得蒙你的悦纳，乃是因为我们蒙你的呼召。主啊，因为我们爱你。主啊，保守我们回去的路，一路都平安，直到我们再见的时候。
阿门。
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
阿门。